Yeah.
It's time for Rant 2.
Acapella the news. Well, I couldn't pass up the opportunity, guys. Shout out to Julio for the idea. You know, the Canes were stranded in Philly. They just kind of hung out and just kind of walked around. The Hurricanes Twitter account posted some pictures. Were they photoshopped? I'm not sure. I don't think they were. Brady Shea going out and getting cheesesteaks. So I had to sing, but I sang as the boss.
I walk alone, I had time to kill. Even though their team probably could have played still. Kinda odd the league would postpone, but I just listened to weird covers of Redbone on the streets of Philadelphia.
So far so good, right? So far so good.
Yeah, sure.
Wait for it.
Ain't no Flyers fans gonna greet me. It's just you and I, my fit. At least we saw Rocky, or was that Rod? I swear they could be twins. I heard Brady went to Geno's and got some cheesesteaks. And Sugar Boo saw love, so he put on the brakes. You could tell Turbo missed being on the ice. Too bad it was covered, cause it's not as nice on the streets of Philadelphia.
Woo. From one to amazing. How was that, Julio?
Canes are going to call you up, man. Little news here from Mike Sundheim. Mike Maniscalco will miss the next three games after testing positive for COVID-19. Mike is vaccinated, boosted, and asymptomatic. So Thursday's game will be handled by Tripp Tracy and Shane Willis. Now, maybe they can get Rand on there.
Let's get weird with it, man.
Could I do like from the ice hits as Bruce? Like, oh, God, guys. No?
That goal.
Oh, man. Stahl was amazing. Is there
that
a guy
sounds
named
like man of the box? Get back in the box.
Is there a guy named Sandy on the team we could get?
Forwards like us, baby, we were born to forecheck.
Not bad.
Although there was some dirty work getting done at the Panthers game last night. Y'all see that?
Oh yeah, Kodak Black.
Yeah, did you see that video, Julia?
Mm-mm.
Well, don't watch it on the work Wi-Fi.
Nope.
But pull it up on your phone, on the LTE. Mm-hmm. But Kodak Black was in the crease. Let's answer some Hey Joe questions. Joe cracked the
door. First up from Tim on Twitter. Hey, Joe, was Roy Williams wearing the same black shirt under that blazer that he was wearing when he had the Kansas sticker?
Dude. Chilio, did you see this last night?
I did. Max G had the tweet there. I think he unearthed it.
So a lot of people were trying to do a compare and contrast, a little zoom and enhance. But Roy Williams was at Allen Fieldhouse last night. And was being honored. It's cool to see. But yeah, it looked like he was wearing the same black mock turtle that after they got crushed by Kansas in the Final Four, and he showed up the next game with the Kansas sticker that people are still mad about. It looked like it. You think Roy was pulling something off there?
In the true Roy spirit, now we have to think of this as Roy would.
Yes.
Roy cares about Kansas.
He does.
He wore the black mock turtleneck at the championship game in 08, which Kansas won.
Yeah.
Which means it doesn't get donated. When he loses, he doesn't wear an outfit again, doesn't wear a suit again, you never see it again.
So do you think
it went back in the closet.
All right.
And I think as a flex, just to see who was paying attention, he pulled it back out, probably had the box score in there from the 08 final from Memphis and Kansas.
What about the sticker?
I know.
Where was the sticker?
He has the sticker. There's no way.
Where was the sticker? See, now that would have been, you talk about the ultimate flex. If under the blazer, he kind of did a little peek like, yeah, I still got a sticker here.
Well, my thing is, do you own anything from 14 years ago that would still fit you?
Yes.
I do. I don't believe you. Pants. I'm sorry. I don't believe
you. Not pants, but I do still have tops that are 14 years old that still fit me.
You can't see me, but that's a raised eyebrow. I do not own anything from 2008 that would still fit me. Nope.
Well, I mean, I've gained some weight, but you got to remember, I used to be 235 back in the day.
Not in 08.
In 08, that was when Caleb was born. I was probably venturing towards my skinniest. I probably have a button-down shirt that was too big for me then. I still have it somewhere. Or a sweater.
Socks don't count.
Actually,
right?
I do. I do have one. I actually have a J. Crew. I got a J. Crew V-neck that still fits me. Maybe. Maybe. Next up.
Next up.
I mean, I'm home. I'm home because of COVID reasons. I'll go pull it out of the closet right now.
You should. People will start tweeting out, was that the same shirt Ovius had on in the last segment? From ZD on Twitter, hey, Joe, do you think David Tepper just wants the spotlight on the Panthers and is just waiting to fire Rule so he can be the focal point of NFL news? And the Giants held out till today, so tomorrow could be our time.
No. They're insisting on keeping Matt Rule, and I don't want to. I want to wait to see who they hire as the offensive coordinator. Because right now, the names that are being floated out there for potential replacements for Joe Brady are not inspiring, which would tell me, again, I'm going to wait to see who they actually hire, but it would tell me that it's not a desirable job given the disaster that is their offensive line and having to coach up Sam Darnold and also knowing that you're probably not going to be the offensive coordinator when the year is over after they fire Matt Rule. So that's the tough spot the Panthers find themselves in. We got time for one more.
Yeah, last up from Joey on Twitter. Hey, Joe, can you confirm Wyszynski's reporting that churros are actually the best thing at Disney World?
So Greg Wyszynski, I don't know if you saw this, Julio, decided to do a power rankings, and every team in the power rankings was assigned some food or attraction at Disney World. He had the Canes number one, and he made them churros.
Yeah, I haven't been to Disney World since 1989, so I'm going to leave this one up to you.
Churros are not the best meal.
I trust your opinion.
They're not the best meal at Disney World. The best meal at Disney World is the turkey leg. Straight up. I'd say, Joe.
Huh. I would have never known.
Yeah, you got to go to Frontierland and eat that turkey leg, man. The move.
How much does that put you back?
Oh, the turkey leg?
Yeah.
In today's prices?
Yeah.
I want to say it's like $15.
That sounds about right.
It's not terrible.